Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
All across the state of Nevada, in SoCal too, it's live and local now. I am so excited. Coming up next hour, Rico Aller, the owner of Carson Insulation. They got some big changes coming there, by the way, and we'll talk a little bit about that. He's going to be with us at the Basque Fry tomorrow. We'll be broadcasting live from 10 until 2, and I got to tell you, I'm pumped. We're going to be right up by the stage in a big RV or tour bus, or I'm not even sure what it's going to be. But whatever it's going to be cool, because we always do this right. Fred Weinberg always does this in a really cool way. So whether you're listening in Ely or Reno or Sparks or Carson City or Battle Mountain or Amargosa Valley or Hawthorne, you're going to be able to hear the Basque Fry tomorrow, 10 until 2. And I can't wait to see what Kellyanne Conway has to say. Because last night, she was in New York. Let's go to Cut 7. And she battled with Chris Cuomo, argued really nonstop for about 2 minutes with Chris Cuomo. This was classic stuff.
The mayor of Philadelphia danced the jig or whatever the heck he was doing after he announced that Philadelphia would no longer give data to ICE and turned around, and the guy who had been deported came back 5 years later. ICE asked for a detainer for the man. Philadelphia let him go, and he raped a five-year-old child. None of this is fact. None of this is true. None of this matters.
Who says it's not fact? Who says it's not true?
How is that less relevant than you trying to get me to answer the same question 12 times? If the President of the United States answered...
Because you keep ducking it. He lied, Kellyanne.
I'm not ducking. He answered the question.
He lied.
Why are his words not important to you?
Because he's lying. They are important to me. I'm asking you about them.
And what is it you think I
lie about? Because they are a material
Chris,
misrepresentation of fact for the
about?
Purposes of deception.
No.
That's a lie.
What crime was committed? What charges were filed against Donald Trump this week?
The
what?
Bar of
what
proper behavior by a president is not a felony.
Do you think anything that you've just said, excuse me, he didn't commit a felony. Do you think anything
I'm saying
that
you
he
lie
just said,
that matters.
Do you think
that is a crime against the American people? It's a crime of leadership. It's a crime of integrity.
He said he
stop
didn't
lying
know
to
until
them.
After
and
he knew about the payments later
and he's
on.
He's lying.
And you know what a lie is? That on July 27th, you guys came out with this Big report. Nobody's retracting it yet. Three big bylines.
Oh, so let me get you on the record the other way. Do you think the president's telling the truth, that he never knew about the payments until after they
were
all
done? He's saying that he knew them after the fact. I never knew about them. And I was a campaign manager. Oh, no, no, you should absolutely care about that.
I care about him.
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. You should absolutely care that the campaign manager for the winning part of the campaign think that there's nothing to be gained in meeting with Russians and talking to people in Moscow instead of Michigan and Mecklenburg County, North Carolina. You should very much care that I don't know about payments.
I care about the president.
Excuse me. And you should be reminded that every single night CNN was featuring another woman with another story. You played the Access Hollywood tape constantly, thinking that it would hurt the candidate. He would never be elected. CNN interfered in the election daily.
I thought she handled Chris Cuomo really, really well. Now, one of the things, you know, we were talking earlier with Maria Espinoza, the national director of the Remembrance Project. And by the way, in case you don't know what they do, they honor and remember those who have been killed by illegal aliens. And I thought it was classic. Geraldo Rivera debates the Texas Attorney General and Martha McCallum. This is cut 8, by the way. This is Geraldo Rivera, who I have worked with. I agree with him. Oftentimes I disagree with him. He's a good showman. He's been brave. He's been courageous. He's been out in the field. He's been to war. But in this one area, I think he may be wrong. Listen to this from last night and the story on Fox News Channel.
American citizens and people who legitimately want to come here aren't criminals. They're playing with their lives for politics. Again, the CNNs, the MSNBCs, most of the print media in this country and the Democrats, they are all accomplices in the death of this young girl and the death of everyone else. And even Geraldo Rivera, and I've never met the guy. I seem to like him. Seems like he's got a good heart. You know, I saw him here on Fox saying, well, I feel badly about this, but there is no but. And I'll be happy to debate Geraldo Rivera anytime, any place, anywhere on this issue.
This case in Iowa is an awful case. This person should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. But what I was doing and what I am doing right now is begging people. I know that most of the Fox audience disagrees with me, but I'm begging you to have compassion and not brand this entire population by the deeds of this one person.
And that's what I was getting at with the attorney. The fact of the matter is that this person came here illegally. No one is saying that all 11 million people are capable of what this person's capable of, but put yourself in Molly Tibbetts' family's shoes right now. It's bad enough to learn that someone who was living and working in your neighborhood murdered your beautiful daughter. It's worse when you find out that they crossed the border illegally, that they're not even supposed to be in the country. There's a process for coming into the country. There's people waiting online from many countries who are going through the proper process. So the fact of the matter is that he shouldn't have been here. And that adds to their pain and it adds to how awful the situation is.
The family of Molly Tibbetts, I'm so glad that you brought it up, Martha. They have gone out of their way. The cousin now is on social media. The friends of the family are all saying Molly Tibbetts would be horrified by the fact that this case is being used as an argument against unlawful immigration. They would be horrified. She wasn't that person. Anyone could have done this. Everyone, they do it on a daily basis. White people, black people, red people, yellow people, everybody, they do these crimes.
But everyone
it is horrible that,
Geraldo,
they do these crimes.
And I respect the family, obviously, and whatever they want to say on this matter, they are free to say and to speak out, obviously, in any way they want. But the fact of the matter is that he was here illegally. And for some people, that they look at that and they say, look, this is just another indicator. We have a terrible, lax process at our border. It doesn't work. And this person shouldn't have been here. He's not here legally.
We at this network are putting that spin on this story.
It's not spin. It's
this
a
is
fact.
A murder
it's a
story.
Fact.
This is not an immigration story.
Which is it? Is it a murder story? Is it an immigration story? I think it's both. It doesn't have to be mutually exclusive. Call me right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you, is this just a murder story? Or is it both a murder and an immigration story? I happen to think it is both. I want to find out what you think. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I know that you have a busy, busy life with a lot of activities that may keep you from your radio or your smartphone between 9 and noon. That's why we have created Live and Local Now on demand. You missed an interview? For instance, earlier today, if you didn't hear from Maria Espinoza, coming up 3 o'clock this afternoon, you go to Live and Local Now on demand. Just go to, no, I'm serious. Check it out, kevinwallradio.com. Click on the podcast. And you can hear from, Maria Espinoza. You can hear my thoughts on the passing of Robin Leach. He died today, by the way, at the age of 76. And he was really a delightful guy that created a whole new genre of entertainment. That's Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. Taking all of us on a ride to let us see how the other half lives. Pretty darn cool. And by the way, there will never be anybody like him. No, there simply won't be. There was only one Robin Leach. And I didn't know him really until I moved here in 2011 and got a chance to meet him. In fact, I'll always remember it. We were at the Hard Rock, and I met him outside a restroom. And he was waiting for somebody. I was waiting for somebody. And we just struck up a conversation. I said, hey, I do a radio show. I'd love to have you on. He said, sure, no problem. Love to come on. And he did. Not often. I'll bet you we had him on two or three times. But just a delightful guy. And the amazing thing is that he did this Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous in movies. He did it all the way. I mean, it was his shtick. But he did something that nobody else could do. And that is give us a ticket into the lives of the rich and famous of this country. To be able to live vicariously sometimes through these people. And yet, there was never, ever, 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 ever an ounce of jealousy with him relative to these people that lived big, huge, opulent lives. Maybe it's because he did too. I don't know. But a sad day, especially here in Las Vegas, where he was a fixture. Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, but he was much more than that. And we will definitely miss him. Tell you what, let's go to your phone calls. A lot of you holding very patiently. In fact, see if I can squeeze Bob in before we go to break. Bob, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to say this. Look, every time something bad, we forget the victim, right? Whether or not this is a murder or an issue with immigration, you know, this young lady wouldn't be dead if this guy wasn't here. And I know we all know that. But the one thing I always hear from the Democrat side is, let's get to the bigger problem. Well, it isn't a bigger problem. To her family, this isn't the bigger problem. Their biggest problem is that their young daughter is dead, and they never get to see her again. There's no political process, nothing that can help this family. And to me, it's a bunch of bull that the Democrats always look past the victim, right? Whether it's abortion, whether it's this issue, whatever it is, they always look past the victim to whatever agenda they want to cover, and it's getting sickening.
Well, I'll give you a great example of this. And Bob, you make a great point. But think of how many times they've tried to get victims along our southern border, mamas and babies. They love doing that. But the minute you bring up Molly Tibbetts and her family, all of a sudden, our thoughts and prayers go out, and it's fine. Okay, good. But it's really about mamas and babies. Well, Molly Tibbetts was somebody's baby.
Bingo.
And she's gone. Look. And she's gone. And by the way, she gets no due process whatsoever.
Not at all. And the fact of the matter is, they actually get to make a decision whether or not to risk their child's life, by the way, even if it is their child, first of all. But secondly, they get to make a decision. Look, I want to risk the possibility of being separated from my child, right? They get to make a decision. This girl had no decision to make. She was put in a position by this jerk to murder her with absolutely nothing she could do about it. He tracked her down like an animal tracks down another victim, and he murdered her in cold blood. And now her mom and dad have to spend every Christmas, every birthday, every holiday, every special occasion forever without their child, and none of them got to be part of the decision-making process. All they are going to get is they're going to hear Democrats bleeding heart for this kid who just had such a bad life. I don't care if you're nuts, if you're here illegally, if whatever makes you make the choice to take somebody else's child or loved one from this earth, tough. Deal with the consequences. And you know what? It's high time our country stand up against these knuckleheads and start fighting against them and get rid of them before they hurt another innocent, little, beautiful human being trying to do the right thing in this world.
Hey, Bob, I am so glad you called, and what you say makes so much sense. We'll get to more of your calls. You may agree with Bob, you may disagree with Bob. That's okay. That's what this program's about. You agree or you disagree? Here's the number, 844. The number 2, Nevada. We kind of make that a little simple. If you don't understand that, how about 844? 263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. We'll get to more of your calls coming up from all across the state and from the Coachella Valley as well as we continue live and local now.
Have you always dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with solid computer skills and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be a part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie McKay right now at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herlihan. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
My name is Eddie Marks, President and CEO of Western Costume Company, and I'm a client of City National Bank. And I was referred by my friend Bill Haber.
My name is Bill Haber, and I produce theater, television, and movies. I don't know how anybody builds any business without a really proper banking relationship. With City National Bank, we were able to save a 102-year-old company and build it to the largest theatrical costume company in the world.
Western Costume is a one-stop shop. We've got the finest craft people in the industry working at Western Costume Company. With the referral from Bill, we were able to buy costume companies that have really helped us grow our business, and that wouldn't have been possible without City National.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Attention cat owners, the hottest product on the market for cats is Meowawana. You heard me, Meowawana. Relax, folks. Meowawana is 100% organic catnip. It's safe, all natural, USA manufactured, and designed to stimulate healthy activity for your cat. Choose from Meowie Wowie, Calico Kush, Purple Passion, and an entire line of toys, accessories, and apparel. Order now, get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. Go to meowawana.com. That's meowawana.com.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out today at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. We make it so simple for you. Coming up, was it Molly Tibbetts? Is it a murder case or an immigration case? What do you think? Geraldo Rivera says it's not about immigration. Huh? Are you kidding me? We'll see what you think. We'll get to your calls on the other side. Live and Local Now.
What do you do?
.790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
By the way, I mentioned a guy that I've known. In fact, I think he tried to hire me one time. Dan Patrick is the Attorney General of the state of Texas. Or I'm sorry, he's the Lieutenant Governor. I stand corrected. And he was on last night. He was not on with Geraldo. But they argued about Molly Tibbetts and whether her heinous murder should be a murder case or a case about immigration reform. And it looks like Dan Patrick and Geraldo are going to debate. The lieutenant governor put out a tweet saying he's agreeing to debate Geraldo Rivera. When it will happen is not quite known yet. But that he is going to debate Geraldo Rivera on this whole issue of whether Molly Tibbetts is a murder case or a case about immigration. I'm going to open up our phone lines to you right now. At 844, the number 2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. In fact, let's get to your calls right now. Let's not make you wait. Let's go to Gary. Gary, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yes, good morning, Kevin. It's more an immigration case is what it is, and no one deserves to die the way she did. Nobody deserves that. She's not hanging out with criminals. She's not doing anything wrong. She's out there exercising. It's an immigration case, and I'm disgusted. I hope that President Trump shuts the government down until he gets funding for the wall, and I hope we get smart enough to make real ID. These Social Security cards are like fossils. You don't have pictures on them. You don't have barcodes on them. You have nothing on them. But all we talk about is rockets to the moon and to the Mars and to the sun. We have money for everything, and we actually have no money. But, yes, this stuff has got to stop because we can't discuss this stuff for another 100 years. We need to get this country together, and we need to get to the future. And I feel sorry for young people. Who would care anymore in this discouraging, disgusting world? And have a great weekend. Have fun what you're doing. Thank you.
Oh, at the Corley Ranch, yes. I'll be leaving right after the show today and be winging my way to Reno and headed up to Carson City. We'll be staying tonight at the Carson Nugget. I love the Carson Nugget. It's right smack dab in the middle of all the action in Carson. And by the way, they've got a restaurant there. Those of you that live in or around Carson City, Angelina's has some of the best food. In fact, I'm going to suck down, I think, a steak and lobster tonight. Steak and lobster sounds really, really good. And they do it great. Every time I'm in Northern Nevada, I always stay with my friend Dean DeLillo. And the Carson Nugget. It's just the place to be. And just steps away from the casino floor, which I absolutely love. Okay, I'm going to go to your phone calls here in a minute. If you want to join me, you can. 844, the number 2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. Sean Hannity. I thought an amazing job last night. Talking about Jeff Sessions. This is one of those odd things. Sean Hannity is torn. He likes Jeff Sessions. He likes the President of the United States. The two of those people are not getting along well. But listen to this from Sean's monologue yesterday and last night. And listen to Sean Hannity, how he balances this whole thing out.
Is the Attorney General, Jeff, I've known you for years. Do you not realize the shocking two-tiered system of justice in the country under your rule as Attorney General, as you being the head of the Department of Justice? Here's the questions I posed to the Attorney General's office today. Does he believe that Hillary Clinton violated the law with that private server that had top secret classified information, intelligence? Does he believe she obstructed justice, 33,000 subpoenaed emails erased, hard drives erased, devices destroyed? Does the Attorney General, is he concerned at all that Hillary's exoneration was written as early as May of 2016 by Peter Strzok, James Comey, before 17 witnesses, even Hillary, were even interviewed? Attorney General Sessions, do you believe that FISA court judges were lied to? Are you concerned that multiple FISA applications didn't reveal that Hillary Clinton and the DNC paid for the dirty Russian dossier, Russian influence in the election? Is the Attorney General concerned? No one in the FBI ever bothered to verify, corroborate independently the contents of the dirty Russian dossier? Is the Attorney General concerned about the wave of firings, resignations, demotions at his Department of Justice because of rampant anti-Trump bias, corruption, lying, abuse of power? Mr. Attorney General, why does Bruce Orr still have a job at the DOJ? In other words, Mr. Attorney General, where are you? Now, I did contact the Attorney General's office today. They were kind enough to get back to me. But like a lot of things, they said they can't talk about ongoing or potentially ongoing investigations. It gives us no information. We don't see anything. Nothing. We got the Horowitz report. When are we going to get to the bottom? When are these people that have abused their power ever going to get the indictments they deserve? We have a two-tier justice system. If that's the case, just let us know now. We'll all give up. Because if we have a two-tier justice system, we lose this constitutional republic.
The guy makes sense. The guy makes amazing sense. Let's get back to your phone calls. I've got one line available. You want to sneak through now, you can. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. Let's go to Alex in Las Vegas, listening on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks, Ed Stoll's great radio station. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning. I'd like to talk about the Attorney General. Like I told you before, I was born in another country. I'm Hispanic. And let me tell you something. This is the kind of stuff that disgusts me and a lot of people that are seeing what's happening. Hillary Clinton really should be charged. We all know it. We saw what Comey did. He was laying out the case against her and then ended up, you know, what they did, Comey. It's disgusting. It's horrible. The other thing, and I hope Donald Trump gets rid of him based on this. To me, this is a big issue. And so I know I live in a very Democratic area here in Vegas, and there's some of the Bernie Sanders supporters. They do not like Hillary Clinton. I can smell it that if the Attorney General Sessions to get kicked out of there and bring somebody on, and they went after Clinton, I got a feeling they would be smiling, of course, behind closed doors of what Trump is doing. He might actually garner some support. The other thing is that what happened up there in Iowa, from what I understand, the lawyer is starting to say, I don't want my client to be referred to as an illegal alien. That's exactly what he is. In this case, it's so important because it brings up the E-Verify system. We need to go a little more in the modern era technology because every illegal has got fake numbers. So when they put up on E-Verify, of course it's going to come back as legit.
By the way, I've been in automobile accidents with illegals, and they pull out four driver's licenses and three Social Security cards, all different. And you get to take a choice of which identity you want to go with.
Yeah, exactly. So I really hope, and those of you that do not like Donald Trump, like I've said before, look, exclude, and avoid thinking about his personality and his ways of communicating with people, the words that he uses. Look at his actions. It has benefited this country. I've never seen this in the 50 years of my life, and I follow politics since I was 18. So please, now there's countries that are actually respecting us. Yeah. When have I ever seen that?
Because we are leading, not leading from behind. We are leading. Let me just ask you, if he were to fire Jeff Sessions, who would be your choice to replace him? Who would you like to see?
You know what? I haven't thought about that at all. So I'll be honest with you.
I'll give you one name: Trey Gowdy. He's stepping down from Congress, not running for re-election.
Yeah.
Former federal prosecutor, I'd love to see him as the new AG.
You know what? Thank you for bringing him up. That would be a good suggestion. And I really want to see our country change in the direction that we're going. We're going in a wonderful direction as far as the respect from the foreign countries, the illegal immigration situation, even the morals. One of the things that really, really made me think about Donald Trump, when he says, I'm not going to give any more money for abortions to foreign countries. I don't know if anybody ever heard of the Mexican Accord. That's what that is. It was an agreement down in Mexico City where our tax dollars would go for abortions in other countries. That's disgusting.
Yeah, yeah. Alex, I'm so glad you called. Thank you, man. I love your perspective. But Trey Gowdy would be a guy. I would love to see. Do you want to talk about a junkyard dog? The Department of Justice, you want to talk about a culture of change? The Department of Justice would change under Trey Gowdy. He's a South Carolina Republican. He's a conservative. He hasn't always agreed with the president. But the guy is tenacious. And I guarantee you, Hillary Clinton and her campaign would get a long look-see. I can just about promise you. We're going to take a quick break. We'll get to more of your calls coming in. Our board is full right now. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is live and local now.
The largest conservative grassroots gathering in the American West is fast approaching. The 4th Annual Basque Fry, featuring Attorney General Adam Laxalt, takes place on Saturday, August 25th in Gardnerville. Affordable and fun for the entire family. Come meet our special guests, President Donald Trump's campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, along with Congressman Devin Nunes and NRA spokeswoman Dana Lash. Get your tickets today at morninginnevadapac.org. Paid for by the Morning in Nevada PAC.
Do you own or operate a business? Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, how does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed, but with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%, and it'll keep your air at a consistent desired temperature. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501, or check them out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowawana.com.
Have you ever dreamed of floating in a hot air balloon, like a cloud high in the sky, drifting peacefully with the breeze? That dream has become a reality thanks to Love Is in the Air Ballooning. Locally owned and operated, Love Is in the Air Ballooning features Nevada's only easy access, wheelchair accessible hot air balloon. That means that wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, and others who are mobility challenged can experience the freedom of flight. Hi, this is Vicki Smith, the owner of Love Is in the Air Ballooning. We provide private or shared flights for up to 6 people. We love special occasion flights for engagements and weddings, and we can even perform the ceremony in mid-flight. Call 702-726-0400 for more information or to make a reservation. That's 702-726-0400. Or check us out at loveisintheairballooning.com. Love Is in the Air Ballooning, where memories and magic happens.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Miawawana. Ask for the Kevin Wall 15% discount on the best catnip on the planet. Treat your BFF, that's a best feline friend, to something special this weekend. Grab your smartphone, check out meowiwana.com. That's meowiwana.com. You and your BFF will be glad you did. Back to your phone calls we go. Eddie, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Morning. How's it going, Kevin?
It's going good, man. What's up?
Anyway, it's about the girl that got murdered by the guy.
Molly, yep.
So I apologize for that. I agree that it's definitely both.
A murder case and an immigration case, really?
Well, yeah, I mean, of course. But every time they start to argue about it on the news and they have these big, huge debates, they need to just drop the fact that it's, you know, an immigration problem and, you know, it's still a murder, either way you look at it.
Well, and that's a good way of looking at it. Because, and by the way, you and I are in agreement. I happen to believe it's both a murder case and an immigration case. This guy would not have been in this country had it not been for the lax enforcement of our present immigration laws. We don't need new immigration laws. We really honestly don't. If you were listening with my guest, Maria Espinoza, from the Remembrance Project. There are laws on the books that make it illegal to aid and abet those who are here illegally, giving them jobs, giving them sanctuary, not alerting ICE when they're going to be released from jail. All of that. It's verboten. Ron, talk to me. You're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Good show, Kid. I'm listening all the time. Trey Gowdy's an excellent choice. Yeah, but that's not why I called. The reason I called, my sister's an attorney that works in D.C., and she was telling me she heard about a slush fund that the House has up there. In case any members up there ever get in trouble, you know, with the ladies of the night.
That's true.
Have you ever heard about that? And I'll listen to you off air.
Thank you for the call. No, a number of members have gotten... Frank Farenkoff, trying to think of who else got caught up in that. And it's a slush fund. It's a slush fund that's, and by the way, women, my understanding is women have been paid off through that fund. How it came to be, I don't know. But a number of members have gotten into serious trouble. And in fact, one or two have had to leave the House as a result of that. Or it's made their reelection virtually impossible. Tom in Henderson, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Good morning, Kevin. My take on the Jeff Sessions thing is the Justice Department and justice itself is to apply the law equally to all people. I don't think Mr. Sessions did that. I don't think he intended to do that because of what he failed to do regarding the Clinton deal. And so, therefore, I believe he should be fired. One other thing I would mention is Mr. Mueller, Robert Mueller, is doing almost exactly the same thing. He's applying justice to only one side and not the other, and I think that's wrong. The other issue, I believe, is the Cohen thing. I believe that possibly Mr. Cohen paid off these people with campaign money, and then not his own money, and then Donald Trump paid him, reimbursed him, for money that he didn't spend out of his own pocket. Then he implicates the president. So those are my take on, that's my take on those three issues.
Nice. I'm glad you called in. Thank you, Tom. We don't know yet as far as where the money came from. Now you can do a forensic audit of the Trump campaign, and I'm sure somebody probably already has. Maybe it's Robert Mueller. Maybe it's the Department of Justice. I don't know. But of looking into exactly what happened. None of us really knows. And by the way, that includes CNN and MSNBC and Michael Avenatti. None of these people really know. And that's where it gets dicey. That's where we get into arguments. But I would say the same thing that Kellyanne Conway, and hopefully I'll get a chance to meet her tomorrow. I hope so. Looking forward to it. I would love to know what is it that Robert Mueller actually knows? Remember when he ripped off everything, BlackBerries and computers and thumb drives and anything that Robert Mueller had is now in the possession of the special prosecutor. So they know everything. The problem is we don't know what it is that they own. Let's go to Gail. Gail, I'm going to give you the last word this hour. What's up?
Yes, it's definitely an immigration problem. If anyone was looking to look forensic files last night, you saw another innocent young girl came home from school. Nobody was in the house except Lorenzo Sanchez, a Mexican illegal alien who had invaded the house to rob it.
Oh, wow.
And he killed this young girl. And he was in the U.S. with his family of seven, all involved, Pedro, Miguel, and others, all involved in crime in a town, Waukesha, Wisconsin, that had never before had any homicides. We have a big problem in this country, and our legislators are just turning their backs upon the safety of American citizens to walk safely in their own streets, in their own homeland.
Hey, Gail, do you agree with the president that if you abolish ICE, you are opening up our borders and you're inviting crime into our country? Do you agree with that?
Of course. That would be the invitation to more crime. If anyone knows what's going on across the country, how many Americans have been killed in DUI, in murders by illegal aliens? It's just a disgrace.
Gail, people like Elizabeth Warren say you can't stereotype and say all 11 million of these people coming across our borders are bad people. Are they?
No, they're not all bad, but we have a right to have our own borders enforced and our own immigration laws enforced. And these people are coming across our borders illegally with impunity because they know we don't enforce our laws.
Wow. Gail, thank you. Rico Aller will join us. I'll see him tomorrow at the Corley Ranch, but we get a chance to visit with him next, live and local, now.
Local businesses all across the state of Nevada are increasing sales and profits advertising on Live and Local Now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Listen to Rico Aller, the owner of Dry Supply in Carson City.
This is completely unsolicited. I want your listeners to know that. We have advertised with you on this station, and it's been enormously successful for us. And you yourself have done the actual advertisements for us, and that has been, I think, huge. You guys have done a wonderful job for us, and I would recommend anyone listening, if you're in business, this is a great place to advertise, and we're going to continue to do it as long as I'm in Carson City.
Thanks, Rico. Let's keep the good times rolling. Our marketing consultants are standing by right now. Let them design a program best suited for your business at a price that will put a smile on your face and more money in your pocket. If you'd like Live and Local Now to help improve your bottom line, contact Director of Sales Andrew Paul at andrew@battlebornradio.com. That's andrew@battlebornradio.com.
790 KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas. Talk now!